Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And now let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade today and the Kansas City Wheat Pit. Of course, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time each morning. July wheat in Kansas City, the open price was 6.06, and that was down 5. September, 5.92, down 1.25 on the open. The spring wheat for July, 6.19, down 6. September, 6.14, up 4. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6.01, up 2.5. September, 6.03, up 3.5. December, 6.16, up 3. And the May 08 contract opened up 6.14. Opened at 6.14, up 11. July corn on the Board of Trade opened at 3.32.5, unchanged. September at 3.40.5, up 1.25 on the open. December at 3.51, up 3/4. March at 3.65, up 1.25. May, 3.78, up 4. July 08, 3.85, up 2.5. July soybeans opened at 8.78, up 8. August at 8.80, up 4.5. September at 8.91, up 6. November at 9.08.5, up 6.5. January at 9.22, up 7.25. March at 9.31, up 7.75. May at 9.34.5, up 7.25. And July 08 soybeans opened at 9.44, up 8.5. The July soybean meal contract opened at 237.50, up 60, and August at 239.50, up 160. And the July soybean oil opened at 37.62, up 30. And the August soybean oil contract opened at 37.73. That was up 22 on the open. And currently, as we look at trade on the Board of Trade, the wheat contracts are trading anywhere from 6 to 10 higher currently. Corn is trading anywhere from 1 to 4.5 higher. And the soybeans are trading anywhere in a range from 7.5 to 10.25 higher on that January 08 contract right now. And joining us on the telephone to talk about it is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Jay.
Well, what were you expecting on the open this morning, and did that come true?
Well, we were expecting a little better. It's actually been a little more exciting than we had looked at. You know, the declining crop conditions and lack of rain in the forecast for Iowa is adding some weather premium back in, and I guess the funds were a little more enthused about it than I thought they might be with some of the good rains that we did get across the Eastern Belt. But the Western Belt still, pushing in there pretty hard with the heat. The 6 o'clock forecast this morning cut back some of the rain for us and the Eastern Belt here that way, and it showed a potential for a ridge of high pressure across most of the U.S. Midwest July 20th to 25th. So along with that and the short moisture conditions in parts of Iowa and Minnesota, South Dakota and parts of Nebraska that didn't get good rains, we're just adding a little bit of a premium back in here. And, of course, we got the big report coming up here on Thursday morning that's going to show some pretty big numbers in the corn, but it should show some setbacks as far as the bean carryout.
Mm-hmm. Supply-demand report coming out from the USDA yesterday. Late, we got last week's crop condition rating, 70% good to excellent on corn, 65 overall on soybeans, and both were down about 3 percentage points, and that was about expected, right?
A lot of people said 1 to 2 were expected. I'd heard 3 to 5 were expected different places. So I think the 3% really fell in line as far as that goes because of the extreme hot weather that they had last week out west, and the lack of really rains like that. So, that wasn't a real surprise. We're still above our average ratings for this time of year. The crop is rated higher than usual. So, I mean, we do have some very good ratings out there now, but we do have some less than good weather coming at us right at the moment. But, with these cooler temperatures, it's sure going to help pollination.
What kind of strategies are you recommending in the midst of all of this?
Well, of course, with the beans, as we make new contract highs, as we have the last yesterday and today, we have to sort of say sit back and maybe keep a trailing stop underneath that if you want to do anything or watch it. But as long as it wants to make new contract highs, well, I think we have to sit back and watch. I think that we have to be careful, but just a little bit favorable towards the corn market with the beans making new contract highs every day, Jack.
Mm-hmm. And what about the outside markets? Anything you're keeping an eye on there?
Oh, my gosh. You know, as we drove through town this morning, gasoline's jumped about 20 cents in Crawfordsville. Crude oil's up 68 cents here this morning, and unleaded gas is up 3 cents. But we wish they'd only went up 3 cents on the pump. But we're looking at about 320 over here for cash gasoline.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wayne, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jack.
That's Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana, joining us this morning on the Opening Market Report. And he'll be back with Todd Gleason on the Closing Market Report that begins at 2:06 this afternoon. Let's take a look at how the trading is going right now in Kansas City. July wheat is trading up 4 at 6:02. September is at 594.5, and that's up 3.75 right now. July wheat on the Board of Trade at 598 is up 9.5. September at 606, up 6.5. And December at 619, up 6. July corn, 336, up 3.5. September at 342.5, up 3.75. Make that 3.25. December at 353.5, up 3.25. And December 08 corn at 398 is up 1.5 right now. July soybeans, 879, up 9. August at 884, up 8.5. September at 893, up 8. And the November soybeans at 910.5, up 8.5. July soybean meal, 239 even, up 210. And July oil at 37.62, up 30. The August feeder cattle, 114.45, currently down 2.5. August live cattle at 92.90, up 37.5. And October live cattle at 97.30, up 12.5. The lean hogs for July at 70.75, currently up 20. And on those outside markets, the crude oil for August delivery at $72.52 is up 32 cents a barrel, and September at $72.89, currently up 29. The CRB index up 24 at 321.47. The dollar down 41 at 80.99. And the Dow Industrials at 13,590, currently down 59.5 points.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, let's take a look at Mike Sola's forecast for today for the two states, Illinois and Indiana. Partly sunny, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon. We'll see high temperatures between 86 and 92. The minimum relative humidity levels will range between 50 and 60%. Dew point temperatures will range between 65 degrees in eastern Indiana to 74 in western Illinois, and the wind speeds ranging from 6 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms becoming more widespread during the evening. Overnight lows ranging from 57 in northwestern Illinois to 70 in the far south. And then for tomorrow, in western Illinois and in northern parts of the Illinois, mostly sunny. Elsewhere across the two states, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the south. And highs will range from 75 in the north to 85 in far southern Indiana. Lower dew point temperatures will work across the area, with the lowest readings in northwestern Illinois at around 48 degrees, and the highest dew points will be in the south, remaining around 67 degrees. Minimum relative humidity levels will range from 45%, that'll be in western Illinois, to 58 in southeastern Indiana. And the wind speeds tomorrow will range between 10 and 20 miles an hour, with some gusts reaching around 25 miles an hour in northwestern Illinois. The Champaign-Urbana specific forecast, partly sunny, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. And we'll see high temperatures ranging between 86 degrees and 92. And tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Especially in the evening, the overnight low 66 degrees and winds from the southwest around 10. Tomorrow, Mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance for lingering showers early, then becoming partly sunny and a high around 80. Wind out of the northwest 8 to 16. Clear to partly cloudy, low 60 on Wednesday night, then mostly sunny, 81 on Thursday. We'll see another chance for showers coming into the picture about Friday with a high of 77 degrees. And again, as we take a look at how the trade is going, currently July wheat on the Kansas City Exchange up 5, September up 4.5, July wheat in Chicago up 9.5 right now, so is the September contract. December's up 9, July corn up 2, September up 4.75 currently, December up 4.5, and the December 08 contract is up 2. July soybeans currently up 10, August up 10, September up 10, November up 11. The soybean meal for July up 260 now, and the soybean oil up 30 on the Chicago Board of Trade. Feeder cattle down 2.5. August, that's the August contract. Live cattle August contract is up 45. The October live up 17.5 right now. And the July lean hogs are currently up 15. And that is our opening market report for this morning. I'm Jay Pierce. Dave Dickey returns tomorrow. We'll have an update on the numbers coming up shortly before 11 o'clock. Of course, all of our agriculture information is available online at willag, that's W-I-L-L-A-G.org.